I want to talk about stones this morning. It's a little bit different stone story than we had at the sunrise service. Because stones are a very important part of our witness, and stones, especially this morning, thinking about the stone that was rolled away for Jesus and they found the tomb empty. And I want to share from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Now, every gospel has got the resurrection story, but when you do your own Bible reading, you'll see the narratives are all different. And always think about it, because if you're a witness to an accident, you get called to court, and there's other witnesses there, when they tell what they saw, it's the same but different. And that's what happened with the narratives here. The Apostle Paul talked about the resurrection, but Matthew records it this way. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to see the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake because an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it, his face shining like lightning. His clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a deep faint. The angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know who you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come and see where the body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples he had been raised from the dead. And he is going to go ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember, I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb, and they were frightened, but also filled with great joy as they rushed to find the disciples to give them the angel's message. And they went and met Jesus on the way. "Greetings," Jesus said. And as they ran to him and held his feet and worshipped him, then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.